cookie bad at they're going to end up killing each other.
Hey, Starbuck!
Possibly believe that Starbuck did this.
Lieutenant Starbuck, the Galactica brig.
The brig?
It's the law, Starbuck. I'm sorry.
They're going to convict me.
Starbuck, Donald will send Vipers after you. And then what are you going to do? Fire on Sheba or Boomer or me? If I have to, yes.
Scouts have sent back word of yet another planet along the coordinates given us by our mysterious super race. More and more often, the planets we come across bear signs of the lost 13th tribe. We are getting closer to Earth. And once we have plotted her precise location, we will carefully formulate a plan for observing and sampling her culture. Too sudden an appearance from their brothers and sisters in space could send our sister world into a wave of culture shock from which you might never recover. And are the inhabitants of Earth far in advance of us at this point of their development? Or merely primitive animals, fallen from a greater time? I fear we will soon know.
Would appear to this commentator that Ortega rib blocked Starbuck after the score. Apparently the officiator couldn't see it. How would you call it, Boomer?
I don't like to second-guess an officiator, but Ortega likes to play to the limit of the rules.
Every time Starbuck plays against Ortega, his body ends up looking like a black and blue Orion hasher the next morning.
Oh?
Well, as a med tech, I usually end up patching him up.
Oh, I see.
Sheba! I'm serious. Ever since the academy, those two have been at each other's throats.
You know, you're right. If it wasn't gambling, it was women, and now it's triad.
Don't worry. Starbuck can handle himself. Maybe, but if those two keep at it, they're going to end up killing each other.
Will there be anything else, Emma? I'm going off duty in a few centimes.
No, thank you. That'll be all, thank you.
Now, his wingman is Flight Sergeant Barton.
This Ortega, does he always play this way?
Oh, he's a very aggressive type. Hates to lose at anything. It's an asset in a Viper, but in Triad. Are you sure you don't want to go to the court and watch the rest from the gallery? It's just a short walk down the corridor.
Yeah, these seats are much more comfortable. They have good ambrosia and good company. Huh?
Yes, of course.
Shot by Ortega.
Ortega, unnecessary blocking after the score. Starbuck, free shot.
Well, the officiator caught that one. Ortega didn't even attempt to hide it.
Friend's asking for it. What friend? I fly with him because of my size. I play with him because he wins.
That ties the score. And that penalty could cost Ortega the game.
One more like that, Zed, and he'll be out of this game.
That look on Starbuck's face.
What do you want, Starbuck?
If you send Hans with you alone,
you got it.
That's enough, both of you.
Stay out of this.
Why? So you two can bash each other's heads in?
I said stay out of it.
Starbuck, either one of you puts a hand on the other one, I'm going to put you both on report. You'll be grounded for at least a sec time.
You wouldn't do that.
Try me.
All right, Starbuck. We'll finish this another time when your woman is not around.
He only delayed the inevitable.
Starbuck, act your age. Just stay away from him.
You're asking a lot.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask a lot more. I'll be waiting for you in the docking lounge. The next shuttle to the Galactica's in 10 centons. I want you to be on it. Or don't try and see me later.
Well, that's hardly time to turbo wash and dress.
Or fight.
I knew it would come to this.
If we left now, we could avoid the crowd.
Adama, the game's tied.
Oh.
Oh, you're on time. The shuttle isn't. They announced it'd be late.
Oh, I hope it won't be long. The sooner I get out of here, the better.
One laser blast to the heart. He must have been dead before he started to fall.
Ortega's laser hasn't been fired.
Who discovered the body?
I did.
What's your name?
Chella.
What were you doing here?
I worked here. I just got off shift and wanted to catch the last few centons of the game.
Did you happen to see anyone else around here?
Yes. Starbuck. He ran around the corner back there. I was wondering why.
Starbuck?
Yes.
He almost knocked me down.
Colonel, find Starbuck and run a routine check on his laser.
One moment, Colonel.
grandfather.
You can't possibly believe that Starbuck did this.
Now, Paula, what I believe is unimportant. Everyone watching those games saw what was going on between Starbuck and Ortega. Starbuck was seen running away from here. The sooner his laser is checked, the sooner he'll be cleared.
You're right. May I look for him?
Yes, of course. Colonel, Captain Apollo will find Starbuck.
Call me in, sir.
Let's go.
You're being awfully quiet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess my head is still back in the game.
Galactica shuttle now ready for boarding.
Maybe I can take your mind off it when we get back to the Galactica.
Starbuck!
Hey, don't tell me. We won. Or rather, you won.
Ortega's been killed.
What?
How?
A laser.
Someone saw you running, Starbuck. Sure, I was running to catch the shuttle. What's that got to do with... Wait, you don't think I had anything to do with it?
Of course not, but we have to check your laser.
Paulo?
It's just procedure. It'd be the same for me or anybody else.
Come on, buddy.
I don't believe this.
Neither do I. It's been fired.
Of course I fired it. I was on the laser range this morning. So were Jolly and Greenbean, and no one's accusing them of killing Ortega.
Starbuck, no one is accusing you. We're trying to clear you before it comes to that.
Did you fully recharge your laser when you left the range? Of course, it's procedure.
Commander.
You all know our chief opposer, Sire Solon?
Just socially, and no offense, I'd like to keep it that way.
So would I, Lieutenant. But my position may dictate otherwise. I was informed that Dr. Wilk is conducting a laseronic Zergon test on the suspected termination weapon.
It's not the termination weapon. It's my weapon.
Starbuck.
No. He's quite right. It wasn't a very tactful way of stating it. My apologies, Lieutenant.
I'm ready. This is a laseronic ergon scan taken from Ortega's body. When I put it here, it shows the laser energy absorbed by his body when Ortega was shot. (683.947182 ergons). Therefore, the termination weapon would be minus exactly the same number of ergons. To determine if the termination weapon and Starbucks are the same, put it in here, see if we have a match.
But that's impossible.
I wish this test weren't as precise as it is. At least there'd be some doubt. Your weapon terminated Ortega.
Somebody set me up.
Lieutenant Starbuck, I'm afraid it's my duty to charge you with the termination of Wing Sergeant Ortega of the Colonial Fleet.
No, you gotta believe me. Somebody used my laser while I was in the turbo wash.
It's the only logical explanation.
The chief opposer can proceed only on the evidence presently available.
Commander, you know Starbuck as well as you know me. You could never kill anybody in cold blood.
Adama, if I may. After viewing the computates of the game and taking into account that Ortega had drawn his own laser, I would be willing to accept a plea of self-defense.
Forget it! I didn't kill Ortega, not in self-defense or any other way.
Lieutenant, don't answer so quickly. If you plead self-defense, you'd undoubtedly be dropped by the Colonial Service, but you'd most likely only receive a suspended sentence. If proven guilty of premeditated human termination charge, you'll spend the rest of your life on the prison barge.
I'm not going to plead self-defense for something I didn't do.
As you wish. Lieutenant Starbuck, I must ask you to enter a plea. I assume it's not guilty.
That's right.
Security? He You will escort Lieutenant Starbuck to the Galactica brig.
The brig?
To await tribunal. It's the law, Starbuck. I'm sorry.
I want to defend him.
Captain, I don't believe you have enough experience as a protector. The evidence against Starbuck is particularly strong.
He's right. You've set a code to the academy. But you graduated a warrior, not a protector.
I believe him.
You may find that's not enough to defend a man's life.
It's good enough for me.
Very well. Request granted. But, Captain Apollo, I want you to remember, the law states specifically, tribunal must convene in 10 centaurs. You don't have much time.
We've been in tighter spots.
We have?
And we'll get out of this one, too, I promise.
I told you I flew with him because I was assigned. I wasn't his friend.
But you were with him enough to know who he associated with.
He was a loner, Captain. Except on the Rising Star. Try the dealer at Table 3. Ortega gambled a lot there, and he always won big. I also saw him with a couple other people, but I don't know who they were.
Did any of them have wanted to kill him?
Anyone who ever met him. Take your pick. Rising Star. Captain! Captain!
We were out on a deep probe once. You know how lonely that gets, even Ortega talked. I got on him about changing his attitude or someone was going to kill him before the Cylons did. He just laughed and said there was only one person in the fleet with nerve enough to try.
Who?
Something like Karim. No, Karim, Karib. Karib, Charybdis. That was it, Charybdis.
Where do we find him?
Sorry, just know the name.
All right, thanks, Sergeant.
Hope you find him.
So do we.
At least now we have a name.
Maybe all we need. The computer should have the rest.
Captain Apollo, what can I do for you, sir?
Access to the fleet personnel computer.
Certainly. If you'll both log in, Station 1 is open.
Lieutenant Boomer.
Captain Apollo.
These computers get more complicated every hour. And...
Yes, but Dr. Wilker makes them simpler to operate.
Simpler to you, maybe, but it doesn't look like anything we ever had at the Academy.
You sure you can operate it?
Well, it does take a bit of advanced knowledge, Boomer.
Yes.
Full profile on Charybdis, please. Charybdis. Status and location first.
There is no profile on anyone named Charybdis. Charybdis.
Maybe you misspelled it.
Or on anyone whose name is phonetically spelled like Charybdis.
Do you think Barton lied?
I cannot answer that question without further input. I would have to know what Barton...
I wasn't speaking to you.
Sorry.
That's all right. I mean, that's all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, this may be modern technology, but give me the old-fashioned keyboard and printout. This would drive you crazy. Barton had no reason to lie. Maybe he just got the wrong name.
No, he seemed pretty sure.
What do we do now?
We check the dealer at Table 3 on the Rising Star. It's all we've got.
An experienced protector would have argued with Starbuck to plead self-defense, but this is Apollo's first case, and he's placing great faith in his friend's word. An admirable posture, but a very foolish one in light of the overwhelming evidence against the defendant.
Then would it be fair to say that you do not believe that Lieutenant Starbuck has a chance for acquittal?
He has a slim one.
Can you tell us what that is?
Commander Adama, who, as you know, sits at the tribunal. Most of us are aware that Starbuck is like a son to him. And some might question his impartiality. But, quite frankly, since I have brought the subject up on this interview... I think even with Adama on the tribunal, the case will have to be decided on the evidence alone. And I'm sure that even Captain Apollo will have to agree that under those conditions, Lieutenant Starbuck will be found guilty.
He's got to be convicted before he even have a chance to be heard.
Starbuck, that's just typical opposer rhetoric.
Why isn't Apollo being interviewed? Why isn't he defending me before the fleet?
It's probably because he's preparing to defend you before the tribunal where...
No! He's not there because he doesn't have a defense. And he isn't going to have one for the tribunal. Cass, they're going to convict me.
Starbuck, it's still not too late to change your plea to self-defense.
I didn't do it.
I know. But if you're convicted, you're going to spend the rest of your life on the prison barge.
You're not sure I didn't do it.
Starbuck, I love you. If you say you didn't do it, I believe you.
Don't you see? You, Apollo, Boomer, even the commander, you all want to believe me, but you still have your doubts. That tribunal isn't being made up of my closest friends.
Will change your plea to self-defense, even if you didn't do it.
I don't know. I don't know.
No matter what, I love you.
I love you too. Now I just need some time to think.
Away, it would seem to this reporter that, barring a miracle, the brilliant career of Lieutenant Starbuck will tragically pass into history.
Hey, there's something wrong with my scanner.
I'll call a video tech.
Oh, come on, they're talking about my case right now. I need to know what's happening.
All right, what's the trouble?
I don't know. It's, Hey, you! Drop it! Now get inside!
Starbuck, this is ridiculous. Where are you gonna go?
All right, I have the security key.
Talk to your protector?
I mean it, buddy. I don't want to hurt you, but I will if you try and stop me.
I won't stop you. I just want to talk.
That's close enough.
Okay. To talk. Okay.
Now, where are you going to go?
I don't know. I'll find a planet. Someplace. Any place but the prison barge.
Starbuck, I know you didn't do it.
Well, you're not on the tribunal.
You don't have much faith in me.
In you, yes. Tribunal, no. Now get off. I'm ready to launch.
Starbuck, Donald will send vipers after you.
Well, I'll deal with that when the time comes.
And then what are you going to do? Fire on Sheba or Boomer or me?
If I have to, yes. Now get off.
I don't think you have the guts to do that. Any more than you have the guts to face that tribunal.
I didn't kill Ortega.
Then trust me. Give me the chance to prove you didn't.
You've had your say, now get off. I'll take you down that longitude with me.
Okay. But I never thought I'd see Starbuck run from anything.
You were gonna do it.
Almost did.
Oh, I'm glad you found it before security did.
So am I. Father, I'd like to request a postponement. I need more time.
I cannot grant that. I'm sorry. Our laws are quite specific. In a case like this, tribunal must be convened within 10 centaurs.
Father...
And you have less than 2 left.
But, Commander, we have to talk to acquaintances of Ortega's aboard the Rising Stars.
We have to find someone called Charybdis.
Charybdis?
You know him?
I know of him. And so do you. Under the code name Proteus.
Proteus, Baltar's pilot and electronics expert.
The one who sabotaged the defense computers on Caprica the night the Cylons attacked?
His treachery was responsible for the death of nearly 1 million Capricans. But I don't see how he could possibly have been involved in Ortega's death. He was killed in the first Cylon attack wave.
Are you sure?
I remember it being reported. Who can be sure of anything that happened on that night?
Then it is possible that he's alive and aboard this fleet.
If he is, he's under a cover. And I, for one, would love to get my hands on him. I'll have Colonel Ty start a check immediately.
Sir, could you identify him?
No, I never met him. He was always in the background. I don't even know of any survivors who might have known him.
I do.
Charybdis. Yes, the name is familiar.
But what can Charybdis have to do with Starbuck?
You must have quite a grapevine around here.
We believe Charybdis is alive and aboard this fleet.
You believe? Ah. Then you don't have him. And you need me to identify him. Something to do with Starbuck's defense, no doubt.
I believe Charybdis killed Ortega.
Very well. I'll do it.
You will?
Of course. Do you think me a fool? I'll point out Charybdis for you. For a price.
You're released from the prison, Barch.
Bright lad. You'll go far.
You know, we can't do that.
I know no such thing. But if you'd come to me for help, Apollo, I believe you'd do anything.
Guard! Let us out!
Think about it, Apollo. There's more than one prisoner on this barge who'd love to have Lieutenant Starbuck here. He won't live long enough to reach his cell.
Eighty centaurs before the tribunal convenes.
Yeah, so what do you want me to do?
Give up? I'm sorry, Boomer. Forget it, Apollo. Forget it. Maybe we'll get lucky on the Rising Star. Starbuck always did.
Yeah, funny how saving him may come down to a pyramid dealer at Table 3.
Table 3 is in the corner.
Let's hope this isn't another dead end.
I don't think so.
Look. That's the man who found Ortega's body.
Coincidence? Wouldn't bet on it.
Capstone. No one is.
We want a word with you, Chella.
I gave my testimony in the deposition of Sola. If you'll excuse me, I'm on duty.
Not anymore. Why didn't you tell the investigation that Ortega often played at your table?
And that he often left a big winner?
Perhaps he did. I don't remember. A lot of people play at my table.
But only one of them was killed.
Look, I don't remember him playing. That's all.
Oh, now that's funny. For a pyramid dealer who has to keep track of all the cards on the table, you have an incredibly poor memory.
Well, it's not getting any better with you two pressing me.
You won't have to. We'll just escort you back to the Galactica and check a memory that recalls everything.
What's that supposed to mean?
Personnel computer. We'll also take a look at how much Table 3 has been losing when you deal and to whom. Let's go.
That won't be necessary. I might as well tell you, you'll find out anyway. I'm not in the computer. My name isn't Chella. It's really Riftis. I used to be chief administrator of Solius. It was the night the Cylons attacked. I did a terrible thing. I didn't set out to do anything wrong. I was just trying to survive. I stayed at my post as long as I could. But I finally realized Caprica was doomed, and so was anyone who didn't escape. I was assigned to be evacuated on the Geminis freighter. I ran to it, watching the death and destruction around me. But I became more and more frightened. Finally, I reached my destination, but by then my freighter had left. I panicked. I had nowhere to turn. I thought I was as good as dead. Then I spotted the only ship left, the Rising Star. I knew it was my only hope.
I'm sorry, this ship is taking children and nursery attendants only.
I'm the chief administrator of Solius. My ship left without me. I must get off Gavin.
I have my orders.
Listen, I'll do anything to get aboard. Cubits. I have cubits. Here. There are over 8,000 here. That should be more than enough.
Hardly.
Please, take it. I'll get you more. Let me aboard. I promise. I swear.
All right.
So he let me aboard. And because of it, one of the children was left behind the parish. Now, I don't know how you found me. But in a way, I'm glad. The memory of that dead child will live with me forever. But at least I won't have the fear of being caught anymore.
What do you think?
I think we just found Ortega's killer.
You think I killed Ortega just to stop him from talking?
No, because he knew who you really are.
So what? He knew who the other two really are.
Other two?
Elias and Palon. They got aboard the same way I did. He was blackmailing both of them.
Why did you tell them?
I had to. They were accusing me of killing Ortega. Besides, if they found out he was blackmailing me, they were bound to find out that he was blackmailing you too.
So you involve us to save yourself.
Hold it.
He's right. They would have found out sooner or later that we're all on board under an alias. The important thing is that we don't get trapped into getting accused of something we didn't do. Hmm? Now, I assume that neither of you killed Ortega.
I didn't. I wanted to. But I didn't.
And neither did I. So Apollo can't prove anything other than the fact that we're on board the Rising Star illegally. Now, we might get a little punishment, but we're not going to spend our lives on the prison barge.
You're right. We know Starbuck killed Ortega. I saw him running.
Now, you said that in all your depositions. You'll say that if Apollo calls you to testify. The truth.
Barely enough time to dock and make the tribunal. One of them killed Ortega.
Yes.
Which one?
Charybdis.
Charybdis? The only thing that makes sense. Ortega told Barton. Only one man had the nerve to kill him. Charybdis. And all three of those people he was blackmailing were living under aliases. One of them has to be Charybdis.
Do you think you're reaching just a bit?
Maybe. But all three of those men are tied to Ortega. All three were on Caprica the night of the raid, and all three got aboard the Rising Star using aliases. I could be wrong, but it's the only chance Starbuck has. But how do we find out which one?
Go over the controls. I'll show you.
I'll keep my mic open.
Look, I want to apologize for accusing you. We just got word from the Galactica that Ortega's killer has been identified.
Who?
A man called Charybdis.
Who's Charybdis?
Traitor responsible for millions of deaths on Caprica. He was thought to be dead. Well, Ortega knew he was on the fleet and was blackmailing him, too. Only this Charybdis had a lot more to lose if he was caught than you did.
And you found him?
No, but we know somebody that can identify him. His old Commander Baltar. As soon as we dock on the Galactica, I'm going back to the prison barge to bring him back. Don't worry, we'll find this Charybdis. Look, I'm really sorry that I put you through all this.
Does this mean that we're free to go back to the Rising Star?
Yes. I'll have to report what I know, but you'll probably get off with a light sentence.
Captain, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad your friend Starbuck is innocent.
Yeah, so am I.
One of them's Charybdis. You've just made yourself a target.
That's what I'm counting on. Look, as soon as we dock, I want you to head straight for that tribunal and pass the word to the launch crew that I want those three left alone.
So the one that's Charybdis can slip back on board and kill you. You're crazy.
He won't try to kill me until I've got Baltar. He'll want to get rid of him, too. He's the only person alive that can identify him. So he'll try it on the way back. Apollo, I'll keep Alpha Channel keyed open. With any luck, maybe he'll give himself away. He might even admit that he killed Ortega
before he kills you.
Look, I don't care what you have to do, but you have to get that tribunal to listen to Alpha Channel.
Oh, great. If it works, Starbuck is free. You're dead.
Don't give up on me yet, Boomer.
Tell me, Apollo, how are you going to take on Charybdis and Baltar alone on this shuttle?
I'm not. Baltar's going to be on my side.
Canary shuttle arriving at Station Gamma, Port Landing Bay, and 3 Centons. Medical shuttle ready for departure from starboard landing bay. All arriving civilian passengers must clear security before attending the tribunal. Security stations 3, 4, and 5 are now open.
Galactica shuttle requesting clearance to relaunch for prison barge. Tribunal business.
Stand by, Galactica shuttle. Station Beta. All civilian personnel must clear security stations 3, 4, and 5. Galactica Shuttle, you are clear to launch.
Thank you.
Temporarily detained, sir. I will act as protector if there are no protests.
Objection.
Boomer, you've never defended anyone in your life.
Neither has Apollo.
Where is he?
Out trying to save your life.
This is highly irregular. However, if there are no objections, Lieutenant Starbuck, will you accept Lieutenant Boomer as your protector pro tem?
Yes, sir.
Opposer?
No protest.
Very well. This tribunal is convened. The case against Lieutenant Starbuck of Blue Squadron will now commence. Opposer Solon.
esteemed members of the tribunal. As my first piece of documentation, may I call attention to your scanner, where the computates for the final sentons of the last game between the accused and Flight Sergeant Ortega will be displayed.
Bomer, what are you doing?
Just trust me, Starbuck.
That's what Apollo said, and he isn't even here.
Prison Barge Control, this is Galactica Shuttle requesting launch clearance.
I knew that sooner or later you'd come to your senses and decide to release me.
I decided to let you live.
Live.
Stand by, Galactica Shuttle. There's incoming traffic ahead of you.
There are only two people who could positively identify Charybdis. Ortega and you. He's already killed Ortega.
You're a wonder, Captain. Instead of offering me freedom to identify Charybdis, you offer me my life. How touching.
It's your only chance.
You mean Lieutenant Starbuck's only chance.
That may be true, but I'm betting your instinct for survival is stronger than your desire to see Starbuck convicted of a crime he didn't commit.
You must think me a fool. The affection Charybdis had for me was akin to that of a son for a father. He would never be a threat to my life.
Then why is he on this shuttle?
I don't believe you. If you were on this shuttle, it would only be for one reason. To kill you.
You're right, first. Then he'll kill you with my laser. It'll look like you jumped me, and in the struggle, we both killed each other.
And how would he explain that I did such a thing while wearing shackles?
He'll remove them after you're dead.
Galactica Shuttle, you may launch when ready.
Launching.
What did he say?
I can't remember.
You can't remember what Starbuck, with whom you have a relationship? You can't remember what he said?
Just a senton. I mean, the opposer. I mean, the opposer has not proved that such a relationship exists.
Not quite properly protested, but allowed.
My apologies. Cassiopeia, do you have a relationship with the defendant?
We're friends.
How close?
Very close.
Then you will tell the tribunal what your very close friend said after Ortega left for his dressing quarters.
The witness will answer the question.
He said that I was only delaying the inevitable.
If the tribunal pleases, that concludes the opposition.
We're nearly to the Galactica and nothing's happened. No one's aboard this shuttle but us.
Why are you sweating?
Charybdis.
Commander Baltar. Good to see you again, sir.
I will ask the question again. Is a protector ready to defend?
Commander, our defense is on Alpha Channel.
I protest.
Upheld. Will the opposer and the protector pro tem please approach the tribunal?
Lieutenant Boomer, in the name of the Lords of Kobo, what is going on? And more importantly, where is Captain Apollo?
He's on Alpha Channel, sir, with our defense.
You leave this tribunal no choice but to make a decision.
Sir, by the lords of Kobol, listen!
Release these shackles.
As soon as you activate the automatic pilot, sir. That green button between the throttles.
Charybdis, I'm ordering you to release these shackles now.
Yes, sir. As soon as you turn on the automatic pilot.
And I dispose of Captain Apollo.
Like you disposed of Ortega?
Terminating Ortega was easy, Captain. You've become a much more dangerous opponent. Your laser, Captain.
Turn on the automatic pilot, Baltar. Captain, Captain.
Boomer, did the tribunal hear all that?
We have it. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'll be docking in a few centons. Have a medtech and security meet me. I had to knock out Palin. Or rather, Charybdis.
Apollo.
Thanks. I owe you my life. Don't thank me. Thank Baltar. He saved both of us.
But he's not very thrilled about it.
Starbuck, would you slow down? You know, you're making me tired.
Yeah, would you save it for the game, Starbuck?
Sorry, I've just got all this excess energy. Being locked up does things to a guy.
Well, maybe he ought to lock you up more often.
It's okay. You're going to be wonderful, okay?
I know.
So do I. As a matter of fact, I put a little wager on you and Apollo. As an added incentive.
Oh, that's great. I can see a very bleak evening ahead.
What? That's us.
Tyranny, the last battle star, Galactica, leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.